Welcome to FintyDev Podcast. Today we are covering the importance of ongoing monitoring in effective AML compliance. In today's business world, compliance isn't a one-time effort. Many organizations still treat anti-money laundering AML procedures as something completed during onboarding, a checklist exercise before a client relationship begins. But real protection comes from what happens after. That's where ongoing monitoring becomes the true backbone of AML compliance. Understanding ongoing monitoring. Ongoing monitoring means continuously reviewing clients and transactions throughout a business relationship to spot anything unusual. It's the process of asking, has this client's behavior changed? Are their transactions still consistent with what we originally understood? Are there new risks that need to be reassessed, unlike initial due diligence, which gives a snapshot of a client at one point in time? Ongoing monitoring provides a continuous picture. It ensures that what was once a low-risk client doesn't quietly turn into a high-risk one over time. Why ongoing monitoring matters? Money laundering techniques evolve. A client who appeared straightforward during onboarding could later engage in activities that raise red flags, perhaps a sudden increase in transaction size, unusual payment routes, or unexpected connections with higher risk jurisdictions. By maintaining a system of regular reviews, businesses can detect these changes early and act before risks escalate. It's not about suspicion, it's about vigilance and consistency. Another reason ongoing monitoring is essential is data freshness. Information changes, ownership structures shift, company activities evolve, and risk levels fluctuate. Without regular updates, even the best onboarding process becomes outdated quickly. How to implement effective monitoring? Set clear review cycles. Clients should be reviewed periodically based on their risk category. High-risk clients might require quarterly checks, while lower-risk ones can be reviewed annually. The key is proportionality, focusing resources where they matter most. Leverage technology wisely. Automated systems can flag unusual transactions in real time and trigger alerts for manual review. However, human oversight remains essential. Technology provides speed, people provide judgment. Keep records updated. Client files, risk ratings, and due diligence documentation should evolve as the relationship does. A strong audit trail demonstrates that the organization actively manages compliance, not just documents it. Cross-department coordination. Compliance isn't a single-team effort. Operations, sales, and finance departments should all play a role in reporting irregularities or changes in client behavior. A well-connected organization detects risk faster. Common pitfalls to avoid. Many businesses fall into the trap of onboarding and forgetting. Once a client is approved, reviews are neglected unless a major issue arises. Another common mistake is relying solely on automated alerts, assuming that if the system doesn't flag it, everything is fine. An effective AML framework balances automation with human awareness. People should feel empowered to question patterns that don't fit, even if systems don't raise alarms. The bigger picture, building a culture of awareness. Ongoing monitoring isn't just a technical requirement, it's a reflection of culture. When employees understand that compliance is continuous, they become more observant, proactive, and responsible. Organizations that treat AML monitoring as a daily discipline, not just a task, create an environment where trust and integrity naturally grow. This mindset protects not only the business but the broader ecosystem it operates within. Conclusion. Ongoing monitoring is not about constant suspicion. It's about ongoing assurance. It helps organizations stay ahead of risk, maintain accurate client information, and uphold a reputation for transparency. AML compliance doesn't end at onboarding, it begins there. By combining structured reviews, intelligent systems, and a vigilant mindset, businesses can build resilience that lasts far beyond a single transaction. Thank you for listening, Fintita Podcast.